pop that ass. Blah!
The first food I remember was self-service. It was my mommy's milk. And all I had to do to get some was crawl over to her, push away my biggest brother, and suck up to her. Her milk was warm and rich, and it made my tummy so happy. Sometimes, I would even fall asleep in mid-drink. But usually, other brothers or sisters would push me out of the way or get on top of me to have their meal, and then I would know that I was done. When I got a little older, I remember tasting new things. Water is really exciting because it quenches my thirst, and I can feel it cooling my face and my feet if I step in the bowl. I also love meat, raw meat, cooked meat, chicken, beef, turkey, ostrich, buffalo, duck, lamb, pheasant, and rabbit. Some of the animals are birds and some are mammals, but I don't care. I'm just happy to eat parts of them. I eat bones like necks and wings and backs, and I eat organs like liver and gizzards and heart. You gotta have heart.
This took a turn.
And I eat skin and muscle and any part that my mommy would feed me because I don't hunt. I have never been on a hunt, and I don't have to hunt. I let someone else get the food and give it to me. Sometimes I eat food from a big bag. It's called kibble, and I don't know what kind of animal it comes from, but I like it. I also eat food from a can, but my mommy only gives me the inside. She doesn't let me play with the can. When I was a very young puppy, I ate 4 times a day. Then it was 3 times a day. Then 2 times a day. Now it's 1 a day. They call it dinner. But it's plenty of food because I have fresh water all the time, and I get treats. Treats are a fabulous invention. As a puppy, I got treats for everything I did. I got treats for peeing and pooping outside in the backyard. I got treats for sitting and lying down. I got treats if I got my nails cut or got a bath. I got treats if I went in the car. Those were the good old days. Now I get treats if I do some special trick, like barking along to music, or dancing on my back legs, or not running after the mailman. My favorite treat is dried liver. It can be beef or chicken. Another great treat is canned salmon or turkey.
Canned salmon.
My mommy makes my dinner or makes my treats, I always sit right next to her and supervise. I can smell what she's doing, and I want it so badly. Also, on good days, some of it may drop on the floor and I can scoop it up as an hors d'oeuvre. Sometimes she drops things I probably shouldn't eat, like some of her vitamins or chocolate brownies or onions. But then we play a game to see who is faster at picking up the food on the floor. Sometimes I win, sometimes she does. Usually she does, but she is bigger than me. When we take a walk outside, sometimes I find things to eat. It could be a piece of fruit or a plant, or sometimes it's other dog's poop. But mom is not happy about this. I can tell by the tone of her voice, so I usually stop what I'm doing when she yells at me. Then, if I'm lucky, she gives me a treat from the treat bag she carries.
I feel like at some point, mommy morphed from a dog to a human.
After I finish a meal, I always
that wasn't really addressed.
A big, wet, sloppy kiss to say thank you for catching this food for me. And then I take a nap and dream about food.
big day tomorrow. I need gas. So, gonna go to the gas station in the morning. So look out for that. Look out for that.
I'm going to go. It's raining. I have to go to the mailbox. I'm not happy about it. I say that like the mailbox is like a mile away. It's actually just, you know, it's the other end of the driveway, but it's walking away from where it's not raining. Oh.
Have a tremendous, whatever today was. And we'll do this again tomorrow?